Example 16. I'm getting divorced and I feel lost. Example. I've been married for 10 years, and last month my husband told me that he wanted a divorce. He said that he'd been thinking about it for a long time and didn't see any point in delaying it. I know that our relationship was far from perfect, but I had no idea that he was so unhappy that he would want to leave. He moved out into his own place that same week. I tried to talk him out of it, but he had already come to such a strong resolve before he told me about his decision that I can tell he's not going to come back. I'm trying to get on with my own life, but so many aspects of my life were tied to him. I'm not comfortable seeing mutual friends. I can't stand to go to my favorite restaurants, and even television programs that we enjoyed together bring me pain. I feel lost in my own life. We're going to begin by saying something that most people in your situation are not ready to hear and do not want to hear. But if you can hear this, it will provide a speedy avenue out of your intense pain. Your grief is a result of the vibrational contradiction within you, and you can fix that. Usually grieving people say, well, of course I'm grieving. Look at what has happened to me. And certainly we understand the correlation between your husband's leaving and your grief. But there's something much bigger going on here than your response to his action right now, even though he is a significant person in your life. All of your life, and even before your birth, you've been in the process of creating a vibrational escrow regarding your significant relationship. And that vibrational creation is detailed, powerful, and real. And so, as you focus today on the action of your husband, or the lack of this relationship, you are pointed upstream against an extremely powerful downstream current. In other words, your grief is not only about the departure of this one person, but it arises because you are cross-current of a powerful creation, intention, and vibrational reality. When a current flows this powerfully, and you get crossways of it, your negative emotion is very strong. This intense grief you're feeling is not because this person has left you. This pain is an indication that you and your current thoughts are defying your own very powerful relationship creation that is alive and well and waiting for you and your vibrational escrow. We want to shout to anyone who's suffering over the loss of a relationship. Your relationship, the one you really want, the one that you've been creating and adding to every day of your life, the one that you amended even during the process of the breaking down of this relationship, is still there for you in your vibrational escrow. But this pain you're feeling now means that in this moment, you're not moving toward it, but away from it. In other words, your pain is not so much about this person leaving your relationship as it is that your attention to his action has focused you in opposition to the dream of a relationship that you've been in the process of creating for a very long time. When you come into full conscious awareness of how all things are created, and you understand your vibrational escrow and your emotional guidance system, which indicates the direction of your current thought, you will never again be held hostage by the behavior of any other. When someone walks out the door, understand that it's just a person walking out the door. It's not the end of your dream, the end of your creation, or the end of your life. It is just another experience giving you even more clarity about what you want and do not want. It is another opportunity for you to create an even more pleasing vibrational escrow. Often, as we explain how you create your own reality and that you can be, do, or have anything that you desire, a person standing in your position then asks, "So, will my husband come back to me since he's the one I really want?" Of course, it is possible that as you come back into vibrational alignment with your vibrational escrow picture of the life you want to live, this man and this relationship could be the path of least resistance to get you to what you want. It often happens that way. However, we would like you to realize that as significant as this man feels to you and to your happiness at this time, really, this specific person is not relevant. The only thing that is relevant is that you come into vibrational alignment with your own vibrational escrow. And when you do, the universe must deliver to you the perfect match. In other words, the relationship between you and you is the one you must work on. And when that one is in alignment, all others will fall into alignment as well. Your mate's departure has caused you to focus upstream, but you're strong enough to take those thoughts as they occur, one at a time, and let them turn downstream. Even under these intense circumstances, you can do it. And as you do, you'll feel so much better, and whatever you want will then become your physical reality. The predominant thing that goes wrong in the majority of failed relationships is that one or the other, or both, is holding the other one responsible for his or her happiness. Most people say to their partner some version of the following: I want to be happy. When you do such and such, I feel happy. And so I'm counting on you to always do what makes me happy. When you believe that your happiness is dependent upon what someone else does, you're setting yourself up for much pain, because no other can even come close to offering enough behavior to keep you in alignment. Only you can do that through your downstream choices. No one else can even begin to understand the vibrational escrow that you have amassed. You are literally asking the impossible when you count on the behavior of another to keep you happy. The lack of freedom that your partner feels, if he believes that your happiness is dependent upon him, is suffocating. So much so that, like the majority of people, he leaves a relationship simply in the quest for more breathing space and freedom. But feel the downstream ease you would feel if someone were to say to you, I love being with you, and right now I feel wonderful being at your side. And, by the way, I take full responsibility for the way I feel at all times. I have the power to direct my thoughts no matter what, in ways to keep me in alignment with who I really am and feeling good. So, you're free to live your life in whatever way appeals to you, and I'll be fine. I love being with you, living with you, and loving with you, but my happiness is my responsibility. A freedom-seeking, joy-seeking partner would thrive inside a relationship like that, for that kind of understanding provides the basis for an eternal relationship of joy. When two people understand that they can live and love and expand unendingly together, there's never a reason to leave and go someplace else, because the freedom that most are so desperate for is fully present right where they are. When you come into alignment with who you really are and with the relationship that you have recreated, which your inner being is calling you toward, it is possible that this man will flow easily back into your experience. But that really is, and we know you do not want to hear this right now, irrelevant. When you get into alignment and begin to flow consistently downstream, it is now possible for the relationship of your dreams to come to you. You will know it when you see it, and it will not matter what specific face is behind it, for everything about it will be a perfect match to what you have spent your lifetime identifying that you want. Every so-called failed relationship you have experienced has helped your vibrational escrow to evolve. It is ready for you. The question is only, are you ready for it? So, start where you are, since you have no other choice, and try to find increasingly better feeling thoughts. For instance, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to see my family or friends. I just want to be left alone. Those statements of powerlessness and abandonment are clearly upstream statements, but that's perfectly normal as you begin the process. It has been helpful for you to make such statements because doing so has amplified within you the vibration of where you are. And the most helpful thing about knowing where you are is that you will be able to feel the improvement in your vibration as soon as you make an effort to find better feeling thoughts. For instance, I've given a big part of my life to this relationship. I thought that we made a lifetime commitment to each other. Well, I always keep my promises. I would never do what he did. I don't deserve this. These statements are a slight improvement, but while they're still laced with your feeling of powerlessness, you are feeling slightly better as you gather your resources to fight back, in a sense, and it is important to note that anything downstream is better than a feeling of powerlessness. Others watching you move from a feeling of powerlessness to rage may very well caution you about your anger, but they cannot gauge the improvement in your vibrational alignment. From their perspective, since they do not feel the powerlessness that you're feeling, rage may very well be an upstream thought. But this is your stream, not theirs, and only you really know which thoughts give you relief and which thoughts do not. It is possible that you may spend a few days or even weeks in your rage-revenge mode, but that is not necessary, because when you realize that you do have a choice right now as to the way you feel, there's no reason to remain in the uncomfortable place, by comparison, of rage and revenge. A note worth considering. From your place of powerlessness, the emotion of rage or revenge was more comfortable or downstream. But from a place of frustration, the emotion of rage would be less comfortable or upstream. It is your work to continue to reach for thoughts and feelings of greater relief and comfort. And so, replacing your feelings of powerlessness with feelings of anger may very well be the next logical step in your downstream motion. For instance, I don't deserve this. I deserve a partner who wants to be with me. I have no intention of clinging to someone who would rather be someplace else. My life doesn't depend on this person who can't keep his commitments. Life is too short to waste it with someone like that. Thousands of books have been written regarding interpersonal relationships as scholars and counselors attempt to point out the appropriateness of various attitudes or behaviors. But what the majority of them miss altogether is an understanding that there's not only one right attitude or opinion regarding any subject for two extremely important reasons. First, you do not have access to every thought from where you're standing right now. And second, the appropriateness of the thought is only relevant to where you stand right now. In other words, no one else knows which thoughts are right for you, but you know. Your emotional guidance system is telling you. So now that you've discovered the improved feeling of anger, let's continue to reach for further improvement in the way you feel. For instance, in some ways, I'm glad it's done. At least we're not screaming at each other now. Now that it's all out in the open, I feel an odd sense of relief. I don't have to figure it all out right now. I'm feeling exhausted. Notice the relief you're feeling. You've come to a sort of resignation about what has happened and an acceptance of what is. But the important thing to notice here is the lessening of pushing against. In this lessening of resistance, you're allowing your stream to carry you without a struggle downstream. Things have a way of working themselves out. I have always been a survivor. I'll eventually find my balance. A feeling of hopefulness is beginning to rise within you, and from here, it is really smooth floating. Once you manage to deliberately bring yourself into a feeling of hope, the power of your dream and of who you really are will call you forward. You have accomplished a great deal here merely by making an effort to feel better. Often with big situations such as this, which affect your life in many ways, you may find yourself reverting back into some of those upstream thoughts that for now you've left behind. You may feel compelled to relate your experience to a friend or a family member, and in doing so, you may very well reactivate your feelings of anger or even of depression. However, having consciously focused yourself into a much improved emotion regarding this subject once, you now possess the knowledge that you can do it again. And as you make your way along, you feel more important to yourself without needing to defensively recount the details of your personal saga. And so, your downstream motion toward everything that you desire, which your life has helped you to define, will continue.